Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined here by my co-host, George Amador III. Hey, G, how are you today?
Doing great, Crystal. It's always good to be here, and super excited to finish out the month of August.
I know, already.
As it's happening so fast. I feel like we say that every time, right? We're like at the end of every single month. It's crazy. But it's really good. We had a great month. We talked all about the different plans and services that we have here at Crystal Clear Finances. Really today going to focus on, okay, well, what plan's right for you? So how do you pick your plan? How do we kind of put it all together and say, hey, this is what's best for you going forward?
And I think it's so important because many times, as you know, people come in, well, even before they get to a financial planner's office, they're nervous. They're thinking, hey, do I even qualify to come? Do I have enough money to come? I thought you have to be wealthy first and then you go to a financial advisor. But we know that if you have a mind that you're saying, you know what, I want to change my finances, I want to move forward, then you need to go to a financial advisor, because perhaps with the advice that we give you, you do become wealthy. And so today what I want to focus on is we've gone through a lot of different types of plans. Our SIP program, the savings investment protection. We've talked about our tax and retirement planning one, and then the comprehensive one, which of course is our favorite because then we know it's a very holistic approach to every part of their finances. And that feeling that individuals have when they walk out of the office, they have a plan, they know what they're supposed to do. And I love how we even follow up after our meeting, sending that email that says, hey, this is what we talked about, here's what we're gonna do. So I'm hoping if we can just touch a little bit on, you know, bring it all together, because we've really segmented them into sections over the course of this month. So let's talk about the Savings Investment Protection Program. And then I want to make sure we sneak in there the retirement ready or not. What we do when a client, in fact, maybe we start there. What do we do when a client says, I want to pick a financial plan that's right for me? How do I do it? What's their first steps?
And I just want to backtrack for a second and say, you are correct. A lot of times people come in and say, I don't know if I can meet again, or I don't know if I can qualify for a plan. And so that is really important. And I think this relates really well to the SIP plan because most often, right, we have a person coming in going, I don't know which plan is best, or I don't know where to begin. That's why I'm here. That's what I'm here to do. And so we take a lot of time, and with whether it's retirement ready or not, which we'll hit on, or just kind of looking over the whole thing, we don't, we here at Crystal Clear Finances are not one to say, oh, well, you don't have enough resources, so see you later. Or we don't harp on minimums, and we're not here to try to say, once you have what you have, then come on back in, right? It's not that at all. We want to help as many people as possible right where they are at. That's why we've built these plans the way we have.
And, you know, one of the things I think about, how many clients, G, that I have come in and they'll say, I remember when I came to you when you were first in your home, because Crystal Clear Finances first was in the front of my home and then it went to the local church and then it went to Sage Estates and it just kept growing and God kept blessing. But one of the criteria was if individuals will come, as long as they have a desire to learn and a desire to apply, that's what I'm looking for. Because then we can take wherever they're at and begin to work together to grow and to cultivate that wealth they have. Now, some will come, they already have the wealth. Let's put a plan together to make sure you're not going to lose it to taxes or lose it. And, you know, with inflation coming up, we want to make sure it's efficient. So there's a lot there, but boy, we have a lot of clients that we started with it where they were small, and now they're going into retirement saying, look what God has done.
It's awesome. So as we kind of begin with the process, right, one of the first pieces of the puzzle, and I think in all financial planning you have to do, is you really just have to gauge where we're at or where you're at in your finances, and kind of go through, you know, our very first conversation, the free initial consultation that we do, is really about a get to know you. You know, what are the things that you are doing well in your finances? What are the things maybe you're not doing so well in? Where can we help? What can we do to kind of facilitate that? And what I love, and I've been doing this a lot lately, is we're really spending the time to understand what our listeners and viewers have seen and watched. You know, what are the green and yellow tanks? What is our personal economic model? How does money work? I'll never forget, I had a meeting just recently, actually, that a client came in, and her husband were kind of seeing things a little bit differently as to...
Which is common.
Very, very common. Which as to, hey, we have some money, what do we do with it? Mm-hmm. And from the very first meeting, wasn't how much money is it? How do we invest it? None of that. We didn't even get to that yet. It was simply, well, let me explain to you how I think money works. Mm-hmm. And what are the pros and cons to investing the money, to earning some compound interest? What are the pros and cons to paying off all the debt with it? Mm-hmm. You know, and really going through just at the onset of it. And it was actually funny because that person came back and said, you know, I can't believe we didn't have to go through, you know, how much do you cost? And like, you actually gave me what I wanted to know. And it wasn't like, I have to come back to get information.
Exactly.
And that's where we start. That's really important. That savings investment protection plan really is a great place for people who go, I don't know what to do or where to begin. How can I set up the proper green tanks, safe money? Mm-hmm. How do I set up the proper yellow tanks, my investments, and my protection? Whether you have $1,000 or $1 million, anybody can start there, because that's really how we start to create wealth and become those wealth creators we want to be.
Exactly. And it's all about setting that strong foundation.
Yeah.
We want to make sure everything's in place for the wealth and for the building that we want to do for their retirement. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important. You know, when you said we ask these questions, we're really getting to know, we are fiduciaries.
Yeah.
And that is huge. There are literally financial planners that are allowed to be out there, G, that aren't fiduciaries.
Yeah.
To me, that makes no sense, because a fiduciary means we have to act in your best interest.
Yeah.
That's what we should be doing. So being able to sit down with the client and then also explaining to them how money works. Now, this is why, to me, it's so important is everyone has a belief system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we spend so much time trying to figure out, well, what does the other person believe about this? How do they view it? We're just right up front and say, okay, first, let's take time to get to know you and how you believe. Now we're going to talk to you about how we believe, to see if it resonates with you,
mm-hmm.
if we can align our belief systems when it comes to faith and finances, all of that, so that we can accomplish what we need to accomplish together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just that really good bonding that happens there during that first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So critical meeting. And that's also the meeting, yes, we bring up the different types of plans, but that's where we talk about retirement ready or not, which is another piece of software that we use that literally, I'm thinking about a recent meeting that I had. It was an initial, and I sat down with them and went through all the different goals, and then we plugged all their numbers in the first meeting, plugged the numbers in, said, hey, if you keep doing what you're doing, this is what could most likely happen. Is this acceptable to you? And they're like, no. Not at all. This is not acceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where we transition and say, okay, well, then let's begin to put a plan together to make sure this doesn't happen and we can change the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's important, I think, if you're meeting with a financial planner the very first time and that planner is not meeting you where you are, that's sometimes, I think, a red flag.
Yeah.
Like, I am not expecting you to come in and be where I'm at. Right. In terms of like methodology, terminology, all, you know, a lot of times in the world of personal finance, we use a lot of big words and
I know.
Of these, you know, ivory towers for whatever reason, which I don't understand. And I know.
They purposely try to make it confusing for people.
Yeah. And so it's one of those things where if you're sitting down with a financial planner and you're confused, I would question whether or not that's the best fit for you. Because I think for me personally, and I know for you as well, when we sit down with a client, I tell every one of my clients, I want you to be able to teach me why we're doing what we're doing.
Yes.
So if I explain a concept or a recommendation as to an investment, an insurance, whatever it may be, I want you to not go home and go, yeah, George is taking care of it, it's all good, don't worry about it.
I trust you, Crystal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want you to be able to say, well, actually, I sat down with Crystal and George and they said, we're gonna do X, Y, and Z, and here's why.
Yes.
Because it's going to help me do this and this and this and accomplish those goals. And that's really, really important. So our first meeting is a lot of why we do what we do. What is our methodologies? Are retirement ready or not? Plugging in the numbers first meeting and going, hey, where are we at? Just as a quick litmus test. Are we there yet? Are we not? And then we take those numbers. We kind of, you know, dissect them a little bit, decipher what's best, and then make the recommendations from there. Because we ultimately have to sit there and say, what is best for you based on what your goals and wishes really are for moving forward in life?
And when you look at it, what is the whole intent? Why do we even do financial planning?
Yeah.
We want to equip individuals so that they can create, cultivate, and keep their wealth so they can live and give in the manner that God has called them. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to do. So if someone doesn't understand what they're doing with their finances, then they can't teach their children. Mm-hmm. They can't teach someone they know at church. They can't. And so then it just stays with them. And we're really glad that we were able to help them. But if the goal is to impact the kingdom, if it's to further the kingdom, then we need more and more people getting a hold of finances and saying, I'm not afraid of it. It's okay if I have money. I know how to make good, solid financial decisions. Mm-hmm. And then they tell their friends, and then their friends come, and then we have a whole group of people on fire for the Lord that also have the resources to go in and buy apartment buildings, buy shopping malls, do whatever they need to do, which create jobs. And boy, I know, I'm preaching it.
Yeah, no, it's really good. My grandfather always used to say, you could lose it in one generation. And he used to talk about parenting and teaching your kids the Word of God and the Bible and getting them in church and all that. But that applies to financial principles and really any principles in life.
Absolutely.
You can lose it in one generation. So if you don't really know what you're doing or why you're doing it with your finances, then how can you bring it to the next generation? And that next generation will sometimes lose it, right? They'll lose, mom and dad did this, but I don't really know why, and I don't know if it was best. And so we want to teach our clients what we're doing so that way you can't lose it in the next generation. And it goes on to the kids and the grandkids. And think of, you know, the legacy that's there, not just from a monetary perspective.
Right.
That's important. And I want you to leave a legacy to your kids, absolutely. But I think even from a mom and dad or grandpa and grandma did this because they were wealth creators. They were ready to bring us and our kids and grandkids to the next generation of wealth. And it's about the principles you teach more than just the money you leave.
Absolutely. That just fires me up when we talk about that. So I want to encourage our listeners and, of course, our viewers to help understand that coming in, there is no dumb question. There is no stupid question. We want them to come in and say, teach me.
Yeah.
Help me understand. That's why we have the YouTube channel. That's why we're doing the radio. That's why we have all these outreaches, because we want to equip the kingdom of God so we understand how to use our money and we become very wise and know what to do. So perfect. Well, why don't we go ahead? Let's take a quick 60-second break. Then we'll come back. And then I want to do just a quick review, retirement taxation plan, comprehensive plan, and we'll go from there. So we'll be back in just 60 seconds with more Crystal Clear Finances. Every day you choose which companies will have influence over the culture in your town. Every day the investments you own either support your beliefs or work against them. Every day you make that choice when you fund your retirement plan, because companies are empowered through your investments. Your resources grow their influence. Choose investments that reflect your values. Impact investing through Crystal Clear Finances. Call 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every impact investment decision. And we're back with Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, joined by my co-host, George Amador III. And today we are talking about what in the world as far as a financial plan is right for you. And we spent the whole month of August talking about our Savings Investment Protection Program, the SIP. Mm-hmm. We've talked about retirement and taxation plan. Mm-hmm. And then we've talked about our comprehensive plan and how we put that all together. And we spent the first half of this program talking about the importance of the understanding the why behind finance. Let's just not have resources for us. Let's make sure we can impact further generations. And it's not just so that we can all have money and sit on a beach somewhere. It's because there's a kingdom of God and we need to advance it, and we need the resources to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all important to further the kingdom of God, right? Mm-hmm. And further the resources that we've been entrusted to steward. And so, you know, we're here not only to help you grow and create wealth. Obviously, that's very important to us.
Yes.
But we want to teach you the why behind it. And I think that's what separates Crystal Clear Finances from a lot of the industry, because we're really designed to not only help create and generate wealth, but it's really helping the why and understanding the why. Because again, I'd rather you teach me what you're doing. And, and after I explain, if you can sit down after the meeting and go, that makes perfect sense, let's do it, then that's when we're ready to move forward. Exactly. Because we want to have that along the way.
Yes.
So as we've talked about all month, right, we've talked about our savings investment protection plan, the retirement taxation transition plan, and the comprehensive plan. Last week, I actually went through the specifics on the computer. We went through Money Guide Pro, and you got to see all that. So if you're listening,
pretty cool.
Yeah, you go ahead and check it out on YouTube. It was a great episode to kind of dive deep into the softwares that we use. And so really for today, we want to kind of close up the month with, okay, so now that there's these three plans, right, what's best for you and why? Again, we've talked thus far, the Savings Investment Protection Plan, I think a lot of people who are just starting out maybe don't know where to go yet, or need the, I need to make sure that I'm setting up my finances, whether you're 50 years old, 20 years old, somewhere in between, retired or not. Hey, let's make sure that I'm setting myself up to create that wealth moving forward.
Correct.
Right, that's kind of the first piece. The retirement tax transition plan is a little bit more specific in nature. Really designed to be that for that individual who's at that position or ready to make that transition. So the retirement tax transition plan, just like it sounds, right, is all about transition planning. In life, you have a lot of transitions that are going to happen. Right? It happens whether you're buying a house or you have kids or you get married. There's all these different things. Well, the big, big transition we all know and we talk about and we plan for is retirement, right? It's a big one. And so when we sit down and go through the retirement tax transition plan, what we're really doing is we're figuring out what's the best path for you to go from fully employed, working every single day, owning your own business, whatever it may be, to retirement.
Right.
And I don't just say not working, because retirement for people is very, very different, right? So what's the best path from point A to point B? Well, we need to know numbers. We need to know what you're making, what you're saving, what your assets look like, what your liabilities look like. And we really want to put together a plan that says, okay, if you transition or when you transition, what is it going to look like?
Correct.
When's the best time to transition? What if the market is up? What if it's down? What if inflation's high? What if taxes are high or low? We're going to go through all the variables to make sure you're very confident in the transition plan that you have set in place. Because too often, I think retirees or pre-retirees, right before you get there, kind of go, subconsciously, all right, I'm in my 50s, so I should probably start thinking about this, right? That's kind of usually what happens. And so I like to look at it and say the retirement transition plan is a way for you to really, you know, kind of make your own plan. Put it in paper, on paper, and go, this is what I want to do.
Correct.
And that's important. People often think their finances are going to control when they can or cannot retire or what they want to do. And I don't look at it that way. I look at it like, if we know all the variables, if we plan for them, if we plan for tax changes and inflation and markets, we can absolutely kind of dictate when we want to do what we want to do.
Exactly. And I think about a client that I was meeting with just the other day. Now, they're within 1 year now of retiring, and we're meeting every quarter. Anytime something changes, they're shooting me an email, which is what they should be doing, and we're meeting every quarter because even psychologically, I mean, you spend your whole life for this moment, and I have noticed that people actually become fearful when they get close to retirement because they don't want to mess up. I mean, they can have these nest eggs, you know, from 300,000 to 3 million, wherever, and depending on what their lifestyle is, they know they could go through that if they make some mistakes and not have enough. They'll have more retirement left than they do resources. And so we'll spend a lot of time when you're in that 2-year window, especially helping guide clients through, like you said, having that plan in place, gathering the numbers, what to expect. And I think even with the current administration and different laws that are coming out, keeping our clients aware and helping them walk through, we're watching for tax changes, all of those components. You know, I think about when people are retiring, they've got to think about, what are the tax implications of this? What about the implications of inflation? How do I position my money now? Because if there is significant market downturns, what do I do if I lose it? All great questions that we have plans to start taking care of.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, I just want to put a statement here. It's not like it's a cookie cutter type of plan.
No, not at all.
Everyone's so different. Mm-hmm. There's tools out there, and it's a matter of, it's kind of like that Rubik's Cube of, mm-hmm. of saying, okay, well, on yours, we're going to do it this way, and we're going to twist here and do there and put all the pieces together mm-hmm. so that they're sleeping good at night. And I love how you talk about the pillow test,
yeah.
helping our pre-retirees pass the pillow test. And it's not just when they retire, G. It's the 2 years, especially leading up to it, and then the 2 years after. And what I'm seeing more, and you can speak if this is true with your clients, what I'm seeing more is you have one that's retiring, the other one's 2 years later that they're retiring. Mm-hmm. So we could be going through this retirement window 2 years before, 2 years after, and then another, so like a 5-6 year window.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it, the transition is really a lead up to, okay, we transition, and then on the back end of the, there's three
Absolutely.
Components that we have to plan for, because yes, everybody's retirement picture looks different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the number one thing, if I could harp on that, if you're listening to this, if you could just hear anything I say, your retirement mm-hmm. will look different from your spouse, from your neighbor, from your best friend. I don't care if you have the same job with the same salary. Like, it's a different viewpoint because your priorities are different than the next person.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we do a retirement plan, like you said, it's not cookie cutter. It's not, okay, put in the assets, put in the liabilities, and yeah, you're not gonna run out of money. That's
yeah.
that's not the point of the plan. The point of our retirement plan, I mean, we run 1,000 literally 1,000, mm-hmm. 1,000.
Yeah.
We run 1,000 market simulations.
Yep.
So in those 1,000, there's really good ones, there's really bad ones, and there's everything in between. Why is that so important to me? Because I, as a planner, want to make sure I'm calculating in every scenario.
Correct.
What are your assets going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
What are the goals, your needs, your wants, your wishes?
Yes.
So we don't just want to plan for, okay, X amount of dollars in income, and then, all right, well, go
See
figure
later.
It out, right?
Right.
It's what are the needs you have for your retirement? What
mm-hmm.
are the wants, the things you want to do in
mm-hmm.
retirement? And man, if I could wish, what are the things I wish I could do in retirement?
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure in our transition plan that we're looking at all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I talk about all the time, in any transition, especially when you're transitioning income, because that's the biggest thing that transitions in retirement,
mm-hmm.
taxes are obviously
yes.
huge. And we have to make sure, I mean, our tax projection software is, in my opinion, the best in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
We're projecting out what is your tax situation going to look like
right.
in the future, in a year from now, in 5 years from now, even up to 10 years from now. We can do Roth conversion strategies. We can do estimated payment strategies. There's a lot of information that the tax changes can help tell us as planners.
Mm-hmm.
So we can relay to you, here's what changes if
Correct.
XYZ changes, and here's what your transition plan would look like. You know, I had a couple come in and sit down and say, George, before I came in and talked to you, I was so uptight about this. I didn't know what I was going to do. And
yep.
I was literally scared to leave my job.
Mm-hmm.
He said in 3 meetings, going through all the different pieces and putting the plan in place, he goes, I feel so relieved.
That's what I'm talking
that
about.
That you're here. He actually said to me, can we please do a commercial for you?
Like, oh.
literally. I said, I wish I could. Compliance, we
no,
can't go
yeah.
there. I said, I wish I could. But he goes, seriously, the level of stress that I had walking in.
Yes.
Three appointments we took. Some clients do 5-6 appointments. Some do 1 or 2. It just
yeah,
depends
it
on the person.
Depends on the client.
We sat down and he goes, I can't believe how much better I feel after this because I know now what's
mm-hmm.
going to happen and I know where we're going to move and we've planned for all the variables.
And I think that's why it's so important when we start the beginning of our YouTube video, our radio program, always talking about that finances are confusing and that you don't have to face it alone.
Correct.
Well, the point of that is because people are doing exactly that, like what you said, they are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to do, so they're paralyzed, so they freeze,
yeah.
and they stay in that position. And what problem is that they could be retiring, they could have more time with the kids, they could have more time with the grandkids. There's so many things that we could do,
mm-hmm.
but because they don't know the option, because the financial industry has intentionally, in my opinion, made it confusing, people are afraid to talk about finances, and
yep.
Embarrassed to go to a financial
totally.
Advisor, and so they just try to figure it out on their own. And if people, you said a moment ago, if this was the one thing you take away, well, this is my one takeaway for today. You don't have to do it alone.
Yeah.
That people, you know, I look at my life, and when I have some type of health issue, I go to my doctor and say, I have no clue what's wrong, but something's not right here.
Yeah.
And the doctor figures it out, and I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they need to do. Come in. bring it all there in the first meeting. Here's my statements. Here's this. Here's who I am. Here's where I'm trying to go. I can't figure out how to get there or if it's safe to go. Let us work alongside you and help bring that answer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the time. I realize we got like 6 minutes left. Let's go ahead. I want to talk just a real recap on the comprehensive plan, because you went into great detail last week, and I'm hoping people will go to our YouTube channel and be, and of course subscribe, but you'll be able to see the software we use and just imagine what it would be like if you sat down with us here at Crystal Clear Finances, or if you feel more comfortable, we'll do it via Zoom, and we can put the numbers in and be able to say, okay, here's what you're currently saving, here's where you're currently investing, here's what you're currently doing, go through the needs and wants. I went through one just the other day, and they said, we've decided that long-term healthcare is not just a want, it is a need for us. And we were able to switch and put that in place and prove to them that it was affordable, which was so key. And I think if people can imagine what it would be like for their numbers to be in there and for us to be able to talk through and end that meeting, sleep good at night and have a plan for the future.
Yeah, I'm really, really proud of our comprehensive plan. I mean, you and I have both scoured the industry to look for the best softwares to figure out what is the best way to do this. I mean, our friends at AlphaStar are amazing. They always are providing us with, hey, check this out, check that out. And so when we look at everything, I mean, really, and I can genuinely say this, I have yet to have a person who has done a comprehensive plan who didn't like it. Because it really does cover everything that you need.
And that's what you need to do.
Yes.
For fiduciary responsibilities, we have to know what's going on.
100%. And there's no way that you can create a great financial plan without looking at everything start to finish, in my opinion. We can always help in different aspects of your life. We can be add-ons if necessary. But really, 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 I really do believe that as a comprehensive plan is concerned, we have to cover every base humanly possible.
Yes.
And we really are detailed in that nature. Whether you want to be detailed and talk all about the numbers, which we certainly can do, or even if you just want big picture, the comprehensive plan allows us to dig deep into your finances to say, okay, here are the areas that you need for, whether it's a transition in life, whether you're, I'm doing it right now with a 40-year-old who just needs to know, hey, I'm 40 and I wish I started 10 years earlier, but I need to do something. So let's get started. Okay, perfect. Comprehensive plan. Let's jump right in. And so all of those different pieces are really important, because wherever you are in all walks of life, the comprehensive plan hits every piece of the puzzle.
Right.
And when you sit back after a few meetings and you see your plan in front of you, we give you, you know, the software, the login to check it out, and you can see it on the portal.
Yes.
And you can go in and just kind of go, okay, here it is. Like, this is what we're going to do. And if things change, the plan can change. No problem. It's fluid. It's working. But the idea is we put it down in place. And that last week, looking at all the numbers, like, we can really dive into each specific need, want, and wish to make sure that it's the plan that you want to have.
And I love how our clients, because it shows when they've logged on, they can log on, they can view everything on their own at home. They don't have to come into the office once it's, and it's neat when you see their name pop up. It says so-and-so is viewing their account right now. And that's good, because I know they're engaged. I know that they're looking, and I know the peace of mind that they're receiving. So as we draw to a close, you know, one of the things when individuals say, I don't know which one's right for me, that's okay.
Yeah.
Come on in. We'll go through all the numbers and say, based on where you are now, let's start here. Based on where you are now, this is the component that you need to do. And we grow with you because that's what I believe our goal is, to come alongside individuals, take away the confusion, add that confidence, and let them know, okay, I understand how money works. I can do this. So any closing thoughts before we leave?
Yeah, I would just say, like you said, you don't have to pick one or the other. We're a, it's a work in progress. We can start in one spot and move to the next spot and vice versa. It's a plan. Life is moving 1,000 miles an hour, and we want to help you know what that is so you don't have to face those finances alone.
Perfect.
And again, clarity is important.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, G. And I want to thank everyone for joining us online. And then also our radio listeners, I want to encourage you to visit us on our YouTube channel and hit like and subscribe and all the buttons that you're supposed to push. But join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.